Hello, my name is Beverly. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, to make an appointment, Beverly.
Okay, so are you trying to get the vaccine or do you need to get tested for the coronavirus?
Well, are you a recording or a person?
This is a person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say, are you a person? You got
oh, that's okay.
But
that's
it sounded
okay.
Like a recording. Let me just say this, Beverly. My mom had the COVID number one. She's 88, and I need to make an appointment for her, but I also need to get the vaccine myself. I'm almost 70.
Okay, so you need to get the vaccine, and you're trying to get your mother tested, or are you trying to get her the vaccine also?
She needs the second phase of the vaccine.
The second phase of the vaccine. Okay, well, I have a separate number for you to call in order to pre-register and get an appointment to receive the vaccine.
Okay, what is the pre-register number?
Okay, that number is
555-566-5333.
5333.
Yeah, 566-5333.
Yes, correct.
Okay. This is second phase. So you can't make an appointment while I'm talking to you?
No, at this number, I can only give you testing sites if you want to get tested for the coronavirus to see if you have it. I have several locations.
We don't have it. So today, are they giving vaccines, though, to people?
If you have an appointment, as far as my knowledge, if you have pre-registered and you have an appointment, then and it's also in your phase.
Okay.
Which is 75 and older, healthcare workers. That's to my knowledge that the phase they're in right now.
Okay. Oh, man, because somebody called me like at 2 in the morning to ask me whether or not if I knew whether they were going to have it. A wrong number. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. Oh,
and
goodness.
I never did really get back to sleep.
Right.
Like, ma'am, can you tell me whether or not, like at 2 in the morning,
where it is
that they're going to give the vaccine? I said, sir, how did you get my number?
Exactly.
I looked it up in the directory, which I find ludicrous. How do you just randomly select somebody's number?
Right. Oh, my goodness.
So, and he was another ethnicity, so I'm thinking like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Does this mean somebody's trying to set mom up?
Oh, my goodness. At 2 in the morning.
Yes.
Wow.
So I truly was concerned. So anyway, I can call the 855-566-5333 for an appointment for my mother.
You can call to
second phase.
Yes, to pre-register, and then they're going to send that information to your county health department, and you'll receive an appointment from them, from your county health department. You just have to call that number to give them your information to pre-register.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I don't know why they, when we were there, why wouldn't they allow us to make the return? They just said November. I'm sorry. They said February 4th.
I don't know, because they're doing a lot of people like that. They're not telling them exactly. They're giving them a day to come back, but they're also giving them that number that I just gave you in order to pre-register again, even for the second dose. I don't know why it's like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's really discombobulated because it all could have been done at the same time to
exactly.
tell me November 4th, and that's what the card says.
Exactly.
Then why can't I know you don't make the rules. So I'll call them and see. Thank you, Beverly.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.